Welcome to Wild About Utah, a Utah Public Radio production featuring contributors who share a love of nature, preservation, and education.
Popping up here and there, seemingly as soon as you turn away, dandelion persists, and as it grows bigger, its large taproot becomes many a gardener's foe. With a slight change in perspective, however, gardeners could expand their yield and embrace this ever-persistent pioneer plant, dandelion. First, why does dandelion pop up so quickly in the garden? There are two key reasons you may find yourself battling dandelion in your garden. One, it is trying to stabilize and cover the disturbed and exposed soil in an attempt to restore and build fertility. Two, its deep taproot serves as a nutrient accumulator, where it pulls nutrients from deeper in the soil and brings them to the surface for other plants and microbial life to use. Why does this happen? Conventional lawns and gardens mimic immature ecosystems and as a result are usually dominated by early succession plants, such as dandelion. In the words of permaculture designer Toby Hemingway, the bare earth and disturbed soil in a vegetable garden or under clean cultivated shrubs sing a siren song to weeds, which eagerly cover naked ground, pull nutrients out of underlying mineral and rock, and prepare the locale for a more mature ecosystem, such as shrubland and forest. A pure expanse of well-watered grass is aching in nature's scheme for a blitzkrieg from seedlings and shrubs, or at the very least, a spike in diversity via fast-growing annual weeds. So the next time you find dandelion and other weeds in your lawn and garden, remember, they are working to diversify the space and help mend the soil that has been disturbed. But for the gardener, it gets better than just understanding dandelion's role in the succession of soil, because many parts of dandelion are not just edible, but delicious. The common weed has been used for centuries in traditional medicine practices worldwide as a restorative tonic, edible food, and in herbal wines and beers. Dandelion is extremely versatile in the kitchen and can add zip to any meal. Buds and leaves are best when picked young. The leaves are edible both raw and cooked. Try them tossed in your favorite stir-fry, salad, or soup. Flowers are great frittered or used in dandelion wine, while the roots are often steeped for tea or pickled. Dandelion root tea is a common health supplement used mainly for its mild diuretic properties. When roasted, dandelion root makes for a cleansing, caffeine-free beverage that can serve as a coffee substitute, given a mild relation to coffee and taste. And the icing on the cake? Dandelions are chock-full of health benefits. They are rich in vitamin A, C, iron, calcium, detoxifiers, and can aid with bone health, liver disorders, diabetes, urinary disorders, skin care, acne, weight loss, cancer, jaundice, gallbladder disorders, anemia, and high blood pressure. So the next time you see dandelion pop up in your garden, don't just weed it, eat it. For Utah State University Extension Sustainability, this is Rosalind Brain.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, who champions Utah's visitation to Grand County through tourism, events, and recreation in a manner that promotes and protects the beauty and scenery of our natural environment. Information available online at discovermoab.com.